Final concluding thoughts from Victoria for the Nurturing Your Wild Soul retreat. So, my dear retreat sister, what a delight to be with you, holding a vision for your reflection and deepening the relationship you have with your inner wise woman, your true beloved, your wild soul self. One of my favorite writers, Marianne Williamson, said, "Cultivating our wisdom is one of our most important tasks. If we don't spend enough time alone, listening to the counsel of our hearts, then we will never become wise. If we don't spend enough time in the presence of others who try to walk a path of heart, we will never become wise. If we do not cultivate through prayer or meditation or spiritual practice a stronger heart that can fly and endure, then we'll never become wise." I want to thank you for your dedication to this process today, returning each hour to listen and taking time to write about your insights and your discoveries. In this, you are part of a sacred circle that offers support and guidance and community for the journey ahead. You have committed to increasing your own innate wisdom. Remember what you found today. Continue to read and write in your journal and choose to stay connected for your sake and the sake of the world. Step into those edgy places where you get to stretch. Find your own real truth. If you need support and guidance, I am here for you. I encourage you to keep the momentum going by deciding to reach for your next step. You've come to the doorway. Now you must access your courage and leap through it. I know how this feels, and I also know that your courage and your trust will be rewarded, greater than you can even ever imagine. These next steps might be realizing a goal that has eluded you, or deciding to repeat this retreat process each month to get in touch and deepen your relationship with your wild soul. Or maybe you've realized that it's time to let go of something that no longer serves you and who you're becoming, something that's keeping you small, playing a smaller game than you need to. Whatever it is, know that you can absolutely manifest it. I want to share with you a poem, final poem, called The Sun-Kissed Daughter. Well, I call it that because I don't even know who wrote this poem, but I just love it. This is your season. Your space, your time, your gift, your body, your vision. Let none other contaminate it, define it, restrict it, take it, manipulate it. Let it reflect the legacy and glory of your lineage as God's breath. Let it be indisputable when others see you, hear you, abide with you. You are God's sun-kissed daughter, and this is your season. I just love that. So if you would like to have a 30-minute session with me to talk about and share your story and see if you want the edge of having your own true life coach in order to make the changes that are calling out to you, please go ahead and email me at victoria@truelifecoach.net. When you're ready to take that step through the doorway, it's known that a guide generally will appear. I offer you support for the journey ahead. Thank you for making yourself and the relationship with your wild soul truly important. This is only the beginning of a beautiful dance that will bring your wild soul to the world. With my love for this season and all seasons, this is Victoria. Thank you for being here.